clever. We know a lot. We know spirituality. We know what where God is and all of that. But I'm begging you, just stay. Don't even become spiritual. Just stay. I like when you shake your head without your mouth opening. You're getting it. Someplace you're getting it. Because the mind, if you allow it, it rains in your parade. You know? It's like you were saying, you were in the ocean of light and the thought came. And if you stayed, the thought would come and go. You went with it. You looked at it and you said, oh, you can take me if you want to. When I come out, I'm going to tell about it. Just stay. You know, holier. Hans, how are you?
Excellent.
Good. Well, thank you very much for having us here. My only question is that, are we getting together here, or is this meeting becoming too much for you guys? Because I don't want you to force yourself to have us here. But it's nice to know, you know, what you think, you and Lois. Is that the place you're giving us, or do you think that we are, you know, this place has outgrown us, or?
Just stay.
Good. Is that what your answer is?
That was very good.
Thank you. Talk to God.
I like Randall's comment when he said this even feels more spiritual.
Oh, good.
You said that, right?
Oh, good. Because I really wanted to know if, I know you two are so kind, but I don't want you to go out of your way to have this meeting, you know, unless you want to. You know, I don't want that to become an issue for you guys, because you opened your place to us, and everywhere we go, it gets full. That should show something.
If you build it, they will come. What are you doing? Look at that look.
And if you guys are building us a room, let us know. Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah.
It's fine with me.
Oh, sure.
Oh, good, good. Good. And if it gets bigger, which I don't anticipate in that, but if this place gets smaller or you have more inventory coming or something, then we take it from there. But I don't want you to be shy, both of you, that you feel obligated. If it's something you would like to do, then it would be great.
Well, I am shy, but we still can meet.
You are not shy.
Except when it comes to pancakes.
Hey, there you go. We'll just meet at IHOP.
every Tuesday night.
Heidi's closes after a certain time.
I believe Hans's taste in pancakes surpass IHOP.
I know.
I hope it does.
Yeah, with Lois cooking, I don't blame him. She's unbelievable. Any other comment or question on that? Because it was a very important subject point. Elijah.
How was it? The second time it's so comfortable for me. Be still is my meditation.
Good.
I use, but, and I try to think, why is it so hard for me to do the know God? And then I thought, well, I'm investigating too much. Just let it go, you know. And
good.
So, and what you said was helpful about him for me too. Is
you
know,
see?
Just let the thoughts. Just not believe and spend one more second.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. And it is so ironic that we all worship God and we pray as a woman. We pray a lot. And yet, when we are bringing it close enough to our heart, it becomes scary almost. you know, as far as you're away, I'm okay. You know, you can become my Santa Claus. You know, I just put my wish on the tree and you reward me or punish me, like, you know, I would say. But the purpose of that meditation, as uncomfortable as was with some of you, if you don't pay attention at it, like he was saying, there is a breakage there. There is no longer, this is a no-no place anymore. Like when Tony came here, I felt like he didn't want to have anything to do with God or this and that. And odd come out of my mouth, something about God and to meditate. And I could feel his resistance and anger. But the thing was, as uncomfortable as it was, it isn't anymore, is it?
No.
You can take it or leave it.
Well, God was always, like you say, an idol or a figure,
mm-hmm.
and always judgmental, mm-hmm. the way I was mm-hmm. heard and learned. Mm-hmm. I just never accepted that.
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as you brought it up, it was the first meeting, too,
mm-hmm.
first time I came. Bring up God, I'm going, oh, geez. Lois, I love you, but I got to go. You know? Hans and Lois, you know, had invited me in, you know, but now God is omnipresent.
Yeah.
It's not an idol. It's not a person.
It's not. It's not the God of reward, and it's not a God of punishment. It just is. And that isness is perfection, unlimited, unbounded, no qualified thing to it. And we need to know that, because we either fear it or love something we don't even know what it is. It's an idol that we're breaking it. When once the idol is broken, there is emergence there.
Right. And you gave me that the first night.
Yeah.
You expressed, I remember right after you, I don't know if you were picking on me because I was new. You do that to the new guy every now and
then. Yeah. Yeah. And
you sensed uneasiness, so you asked about it.
Yeah.
And then you gave the way out.
I felt like you either come back, which that means you broke it for good, or you don't come back and you could probably go end up someplace else that's going to break it for you.
Well, I had a lot of issues.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
came back.
Yeah, I know. So, any other question?
I think the biggest thing you said tonight for me mm-hmm. is if you perform.
What?
When you perform,
yeah.
you're expected to perform.
Yes.
Right? So, if you don't acknowledge that, mm-hmm. you don't have to perform.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Thank you all for making me a better driver.
I wasn't going to be able to keep up your speed.
Especially since I saw what you were driving
no.
today.
No, but I would like to say something to Wendell before you go. Resign as a driver.
Absolutely.
Resign as a driver and just be. Seriously. Because when you resign as a driver, your judgment of yourself stops, because you are no chauffeur anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Richard drives the car, I kept saying, go faster. Why didn't you turn here? You could have gone there. If he resigned, he won't hear me talk. I become his mind in the car, really. I'm a bitch in the car. But like you were saying to me that, you know, the front car, I get upset with it. We're not here to become an angel. We're here to wake up. You know? As soon as you don't judge yourself that I should be like this or I am like this, you already arrived. So the dialogue, the mental dialogue has to stop. And in order to do that, just be, just be, just be.
I understand.
That's all I want to hear. Understand it in intuitively. Intuitively. Something in you see the righteousness of it.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 What did you sing in the choir tonight?
This evening?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And this is a historical fact. When in the trenches, on one side of the trenches were the Germans, and across from them, not far apart, they were in reach, they could call each other.
Uh-huh.
On the other side of the trenches were the British.
Mm-hmm.
And as Christmas Eve came around, there was silence on both sides. Mm-hmm. There was no shot,
mm-hmm.
no shots fired. And the Germans had a Christmas tree, and all of a sudden a voice was heard to sing a Christmas song.